outfits ridiculous. In the club looking so conspicuous. And wow, these women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suit. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. You like me now when my pinkies valued over 300,000. Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris filled cups like double D. Me and Ursh, what's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say, Sure, got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
It is Kiss FM. All right. More free gas with Chewy. He's out in Northridge. We'll go to him live in just a second. First, Sissany, what's new this morning that we should know about?
Well, health officials are warning parents not to feed Nara Organics whole milk organic infant formula to their children because of a multi-state outbreak. Ariana Grande fans flocked to West Hollywood yesterday for her exclusive Eternal Sunshine Tour pop-up. Of course, the shop is running through Saturday at Santa Monica and La Cienega. And LeBron James is reportedly in active negotiations with the Lakers to return for a 24th NBA season. And that's what's new this morning.
Turn it up. KISSFM, Los Angeles. I know
your name. Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
My name is Somber.
Hello, LA.
It's Taylor.
This is Sabrina Carpenter.
What's up, guys? This is Bruno Mars.
You're on air with Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 KISSFM.
LA's number one hit music station.
Guaranteed human.
Be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, but me, that isn't the case. 'Cause I make it so easy. So come give me a call and we'll fall into us. I'm the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with the way I do my hair, the way I make you laugh, the way we like to share a walk in Central Park. I could be fresh air, might be the girl.
Olivia Dean, Seacrest here with a lot of free gas. Prices, of course, up to close to $6 still, and it's just frustrating. And California prices are so high, too. Chewy's out in Northridge to give you free gas, then I'll let you call in to get some, too, on Kiss.
I live my day as if it was the last. Live my day as if there was no past. Doing it all night, all summer. Doing it the way I wanna. Yeah, I'ma dance my heart out till the dawn, but I won't be done when morning comes. Doing it all night, all summer. Gonna spend it like no other. It was a crush, but I couldn't get.
On Kiss FM. All right, we're going to bounce back out to Northridge. That's been Chewy's assignment this morning, out in Northridge buying gas. So you don't need to use the Gas Buddy app if you see Chewy Martinez, because he's going to buddy up a full free tank for you right now. Chewy, who'd you find this morning now in Northridge?
Yo, bro, I'm here with my man Matthew, who is actually, he works at the mall. He's on his way now, and he was so surprised to get him some free gas. Matthew, my man Ryan wants to say some words.
Hey, Ryan, how are you?
Matthew, I'm solid, brother. Where do you work at the mall?
I work at TaxZone.
Okay. Ah. How long you been there?
Just over a year, man.
You get an employee discount at PacSun?
Oh, yeah, on occasion. Every month you get a few.
Got it. All right, well, here's the deal. On your way to the mall there, we're going to set you up with a free tank of gas. We're buying your gas.
No way. Oh,
that's
my
it.
God.
Full tank. What are you driving?
Dude. I have a 2013 Toyota Camry.
Perfect. Well, we got you. Enjoy.
Dude, wow. Thank you, Ryan. Wow. Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
You're very welcome. Enjoy your day at Northridge Fashion Center. Thanks, brother.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Ryan. So much.
Okay, buddy. Bye. Thank you, Chewy, out of Northridge this morning. And thank you, Northridge, for listening to Kiss FM. Free gas for you to call in and win, just like Matthew got in a second to Kiss.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Every...
Talk to me. Talk to me.
Looks like we're making up for lost time.
number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Call 102 right now. Get your free gas for this hour. And we've got it 7 days a week in the month of June. Plus, when you win it, you're qualified to get a free entire year's worth of gas from Kiss.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Time.
What it do, baby boy?
Yeah, lil' mama, you looking good. I see you on the plate with a player from the hood. Come holler at me, you got it like that. Big Snoop Dogg with the lead pussycat. I show you how I go that. Yeah, I wanna throw that. Me and you, one-on-one, treat it like a show that. You look at me and I look at you. I'm reaching for your shirt, what you want me to do?
Pussycat. Now roll with the big dog. All six of y'all on me. Now tell me how I feel, baby doll. Ashley, Nicole, Carmi, Jessica, Kimberly, Melody, you telling me?
Thank you. find out that I'm rich, then they switch. When they say I'm choosing on my top down, gotta doing donuts on it, yeah. Pause for the flick. Damn it, bust it, baby, watch it do it on the split. She don't need no hands or no pain, do your dance. Popping rubber bands, did the dance, make it pass. Yo, wait about me phone, just to get down, down. Let me put it down, down. Now put it down, down. Watch me put it down, down. Now put it down, down. Trip to your crib in the middle of the night. I know that you miss me, cause I put it down right down, babe. I can put you on a flight. You know that a nigga like me can change your life, oh, babe. Everything you do is amazing. Ain't nobody got to go crazy. I got what you need. Everybody think you shy, but I know you a freak, little babe.
number back to friends. All right, Tanya, you're on. It looks like Joe Alwyn, right? He's moving on. He was dating Taylor Swift a long time ago.
Yeah, but they dated for 6 years.
Okay,
and now,
don't yell at me.
Now all these photos are emerging of Joe Alwyn with his new girl when Taylor Swift's about to get married. The timing just seems...
Oh, come on. You're so... Come on.
Petty.
Yeah, it's not... No one's that strategic that they'd be that petty. They would not.
Excuse me. Joe Alwyn is like Mr. Privacy.
Yeah, and who's his new girlfriend?
Well, I'll tell you that when we come back.
Well, we're not coming back for like 3 minutes.
Okay, it's Sarah Pigeon.
All right. Oh, from JFK?
Love story. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
gosh. All right, next.
It's so silly of me to act like I don't need you back. When all I can think about is that since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way. When I told you to fall back, so can you come pick up your from my garden. Can't you go back to how you loved on me when you started? I'll be here begging for ya. You should be giving me the holding day till the day is done. So if you wanna go that way, I'll be waiting up for you to come pick up your clothes. I have them folded. Meet me at the
It's 102.7 Kiss FM. Well, this is a big story.
Yes, it's a huge story.
Because I loved Ryan Murphy's love story, the JFK Jr. story with Carolyn Bessette, played
yes.
by Sarah Pigeon, who I didn't know had a boyfriend named Joe Alwyn.
Well, Alwyn. We don't know if it's
Alwyn.
We don't know if
Joe
it's her
Alwyn.
Boyfriend.
Well, is it just her buddy?
Well, they look more than buddies because there's a photo of them kissing.
Do you call people that you kiss buddies?
On the cheek. Like, hey, on the side. You know, when you go, you greet somebody.
Gotcha.
Hey.
But, well, Sarah Pigeon is like the it girl right now. Like, she is.
She was awesome in that.
Yeah.
She's like, so good in that series.
All eyes are on her. She's really kind
all of. All when eyes are on her.
Oh. Nailed it.
Wow. That was really. really good. Okay, but this is hardly the first time that we've seen images. Like, Joe Alwyn is notorious for being Mr. Private. When he and Taylor dated for the 6 years that they dated, they were super private. Like, he even made Taylor more private.
I know, so boring. Yes. I really didn't like those years.
Yes, and so but now I find it very suspicious, and the timing seems just a little bit.
Can I ask you questions about these pictures? Can we just get to that? Are they paparazzi pictures?
They were like on People Magazine and TMZ.
Okay, but they're pop pictures.
Yeah, I mean, they're.
So she's so much the it person that I don't think they could probably avoid being photographed. That's I don't think that this is like timed any specific way.
Well, Dumois,
I doubt that she could be avoided.
Dumois did have, like, they've previously posted some kind of photos of them before, but these just seem, I don't know. I don't know. I just find it, Joe was able to keep Taylor, who's even more famous than Sarah Pigeon, so secret and private for how many years, but he can't keep the paps away from him and Sarah?
I don't know, but I like it. I like the couple. I don't know him at all. I don't think I've ever met him.
I don't know him at all.
What's your take on this? Are you angry?
Yeah, I'm a little bit angry. I'm a little bit angry just because I feel like this is Taylor's moment, and now all the headlines are about Joe's new girl.
I don't think anybody's worried about this. Everyone is still all Taylor.
Well, we're not worried.
Take all the headlines.
But, like, you seem worried.
Especially when you say it four times to us.
I just don't like anything taking away from my girl and her moment. You know what I mean? Like, this is her
I wouldn't worry about it. I think she's going to have her moment, and I think that they will make plenty of beautiful headlines. And we are going to take a break and take you to the happiest place on earth, Tanya, and that is Disneyland. Okay?
Okay.
Breathe.
Okay.
Breathe.
Next.
102.7 Kiss FM.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do 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 do. Oh, I want something just like this.
club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends sat at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body. 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 Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
When we can, we let the story begin. We're going out on our first date. You and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up your plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour, and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Your day.
So much fun.
On LA's number one hit music station.
I just like the energy. 102.7.
Kiss FM.
Goodbye.
tree.
Pack right now to Disneyland Resort, 800-520-1027. I love Miami. Lil Jon and Pitbull on Kiss. Seven Kiss FM. This is a gift for you in a relationship. Four magic words that can keep a disagreement with your partner from turning into a full-blown argument.
I'm sorry, my bad.
No.
Oh.
No.
Shoot.
It's not that, but they're great. Actually, they're really good. You're gonna use them. Coming up, Kiss.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. What does she really want? If I can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, because we don't know how.
Put in your notes. Are you ready? Then a quote of the day. Sisney loves a little stirring of the pot.
Mm.
Loves a little argument.
Gets the blood flowing, you know?
It's true. Mm-hmm. Tanya, I don't know if you love it so much. But anyway, if you
like
want to do, I don't like confrontation arguments either. And I just wanted to end.
By the way, I don't like it. I'm just playing along with you guys.
You do like it.
I don't like to argue.
I don't think she likes to argue, but she likes to win.
Yeah.
When I'm right.
No, but you
always when are you not right?
Yeah, right, right.
When I'm wrong.
But that's the thing. It's not about right or wrong. I don't like to argue. I don't care if you're right or I'm right. I just don't want to get into it.
So I don't like to argue either. I don't even like to talk it out.
You can keep telling yourself that, but we've lived with you for a long time.
Am I doing it right now?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Like, literally, you're doing it now. And I'm going to say these words. I see your point.
Oh, you do.
Oh, that's good. I see your point.
No, that's what I'm telling you. The words
are. These are the words.
Good. I see your point.
Just love that.
Put that in your pocket. And when your partner's arguing with you, you just nod your head like this. I see your point. And it should be over. Yeah. It should be done. That's it. I see your point. It's great.
I love that. I'm going to remember that.
You'll never say that.
No.
Well, give me a try. Sister,
you'll never say that. Let's hear it.
Have a little faith in me. I see your point.
But I'm right.
I see your point, but.
Yeah, exactly. You can't follow up a but if I see your point. Then it disqualifies that I see your point. Anyway, the quote for today. You ready for this, Tanya? You're going to love it.
Yeah.
People can only meet you as deeply as they have met themselves.
It's true. Yep.
I get so excited for it, though, like I thought. I see your point, Ryan. I see your point.
Very deep.
I'm freezing outside. I feel my skin tight. My coat is inside. While I look up at you, I check your pain right. Oh, we're not in tonight. Tell me, when is the next time I'll run into you? It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same flight. Wait at your bedside. I'll land right next to you. I'm going stateside. Where I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you?
Going to wrap it up for us here at 102.7 Kiss FM on this Wednesday. All right, so let's check it out. Tomorrow, we got your free gas every hour, as we've been doing. Also, it's Ryan's Roses tomorrow. So, should I give you a little preview of the Ryan's Roses?
Yes.
She says her husband is a principal at a school, and one of the school moms is someone he went to college with, and they were more than just friends back then. Now, I don't know if there's anything else that's happened, but like, that's an interesting dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
So have they been seeing each other, catching up with each other without a wife in the situation? That's going to happen tomorrow morning, 7:40. We'll get some more information for you. But if you want to feel maybe better about your own situation, I guess that's why you watch true crime, to feel better about your own life.
Oh, I love true crime.
Because it makes you feel better about your life.
I don't know. It's just entertaining.
It's not entertaining. And people who watch it before bedtime, I worry about that.
I can't watch it ever.
Okay, ever.
Ever.
I can watch it, but not right before I go to sleep.
I watch everything before I go to sleep.
Tomorrow, we're back. If you missed anything today, it's up on the podcast. On iHeartRadio, talk first thing. Sisney's got you for another hour. It's a Kiss.